Way back in 1967, the city sold a bunch of property near I-84 to the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute of Connecticut for $600,000. And the school was supposed to spend $4 million to develop the property by the time 20 years had passed. If it didn't do that, the city could take the property back. And now that the city wants some of that land for its baseball stadium, taking it back for free sounds a whole lot better than coming up with the $1.7 million it's agreed to pay. So the question is, did Rensselaer ever do what it was supposed to?
The problem that we're finding right now is it's not clear what the improvements were, and it's not clear that the improvements were not completed.
That's Thomas Deller, the city's development director. He says that attorneys looked into the matter, and they found that if Rensselaer failed to live up to its contract, no one at the city appears to have formally cried foul. That is, 27 years ago, the city missed its chance to speak up and take the property back.
I'm going to say it's probably towards the end of 13 that we finally decided that if we were going to acquire it, we had to buy it.
Because you were hoping to not have to buy it, presumably.
We were hoping not to have to buy it. And this was all prior to even thinking about putting the ballpark on this site.
Deller says the city has wanted to buy this and other properties for a while, all part of a plan to help better market the entire neighborhood to developers. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.